Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Even though as a society we debate how to treat a person's sex and gender, research suggests the two use distinct communication networks in the brain.
Sex divides us into male and females based on our biology, such as genetics and sex organs. Gender, though, is based on culture and society.
A new brain study adds to current evidence that sex and gender are distinct. The study used functional MRI brain scans of nearly 5,000 9- and 10-year-olds with half assigned as female at birth and the other male at birth.
Children and parents were both asked questions about gender preferences and the children's behavior. Then the children had fMRI scans while being asked test questions designed to stimulate brain activity related to memory and emotional response processing.
The goal was to discover what brain circuits, regions, and networks were activated and whether the information could determine sex and gender.
Machine learning analyzed the results, and while it could accurately predict the sex assigned at birth, it had a harder time determining gender. The networks that were connected to sex were sensory processing and motor control.
But the networks linked to gender were distributed across the brain and to cognitive abilities involving emotional processing, social cognition, and attention.
Even though more work is needed, again, we're seeing that gender and sex identity are processed by the brain in different ways.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.